37. Lynn with the ball in his hands.
For Jeremy Lin, the Asian-American point guard for the New York Knicks, the dream continued last night. He scored 27 points and made this winning shot to beat the Toronto Raptors.
Lin for the win! Got it!
Lin has been a sensation here in the U.S., but he's also become a point of pride in China. Although Lin was born in America, many Chinese basketball fans are now claiming him as their own. NPR's Frank Langfitt has our story from Shanghai.
How do you say Lin's sanity in Chinese? Lin Xu Haofeng. And how do you quantify it? Lin has more than a million followers so far on the Chinese version of Twitter. At a gym in Shanghai last night, basketball players say they've been awed by Lin's performance in the past week and a half. Wang Ji plays here regularly. He says when Lin scored 38 points against Kobe Bryant in Los Angeles last Friday, he became a believer.
I never imagined he could score so many points in a game against the Lakers. He is China's pride.
It's a cold, rainy night. Wang is playing half court in a burgundy sweater and jeans. Wang, who works for a local university, says he doesn't see Lin as American.
What country is he from? He's Chinese. His ancestry is Chinese. He immigrated to the United States.
Actually, Lin grew up in California and went to Harvard. I point out that even Lin's parents aren't from China, but from the island of Taiwan, a de facto independent country that China claims is its own. Wang fires back.
Although Lin was born in the U.S., he doesn't represent America. He represents the Chinese. His skin is the skin of the yellow people.
The reference to skin color is offensive in English, but Chinese say it in Mandarin all the time. Yang Yi is deputy chief editor of China's most popular sports newspaper. He says his sports blog is loaded with comments from basketball fans who see themselves in Lin.
They only see Lin's face, a Chinese face, and Lin Shuhao, a Chinese name. So they use this very Chinese way of thinking. They think, why can't Lin play for the Chinese national basketball team? If he could play for China, how great would that be?
Not everyone is consumed by the Knicks' new star. Back at the Shanghai basketball court, Li Mengyun is shooting baskets with his left hand while talking on a cell phone with his right. I ask him about Jeremy Lin.
I've heard of him, but I don't know much about him. Ever since Yao Ming retired, I haven't been paying that much attention to the NBA.
Yao Ming is a huge star here and China's most successful NBA player. He retired last summer from the Houston Rockets after a series of injuries. China's millions of hardcore basketball fans were heartbroken. Li, who sells iPhones for a living, says Yao is irreplaceable.
Yao is very, very famous, you know. I think no Chinese can play as well as him.
But Yang, the sports editor, says Lin could have more appeal over time. Until now, Chinese players in the NBA have been 7-foot-plus centers like Yao and Wang Jirjir, who played for the Mavericks and the Heat. Lin is a 6-foot-3-inch, 200-pound guard, much easier for most Chinese players to relate to.
Yao Ming and Wang Jirjir were excellent players, but fans could hardly learn their styles because without Yao's stature, you can't learn his way of playing. But Lin is somebody everybody can imitate.
Yang says Jeremy Lin has tremendous marketing potential here. The NBA is working to add Knicks games to Chinese TV and websites, and Lin's number 17 jersey has already sold out on China's e-commerce giant, Taobao. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.